just playing football. It's just how it goes in the trenches in there. You know, if you've been in the trenches, you know what I mean. And, it's a dog-eat-dog-eat world out there. You got to protect yourself and, you know, just going out trying to play hard and tough and, just play the game the way the game is supposed to be played.
Did they do something? I mean, you know, this rivalry's gone on forever, and the stuff about this offensive line has been talked about a lot. Did they do anything to kind of frustrate you to you know, get that personal foul or anything like that in the game that maybe we didn't see?
No.
Was it just frustration on your part? Everybody here talks about, you know, the incident where you pulled Clady's hair, and the Broncos still aren't happy about it.
Well, it doesn't matter whether they're happy or not. I know exactly what happened. It was an incident where, you know, his hair was just out of his helmet and, you know, hanging down his back. It wasn't intentional, you know, where I tried to pull his hair or anything like that. It was just a situation where, if you go back and watch the play, I was on top of him and he tried to, you know, push me off and get up all quick. And it was just a situation where I was getting up, but, when you're on top of somebody and they're trying to push you off, it's like, hold on, I'm getting up. And the ref saw that, and so I was, you know, protecting myself while he was getting up. But I had my hand on his back, and his hair was hanging out of, you know, his helmet and hanging down his back. So it was just there. It wasn't like I went for his hair. It was just, you know, something that was in the way. So that was, you know, situation is what it is.
What do you think of Clady? He's getting a lot of acclaim for his play the last couple of years. You've gone against him a little bit. What's your take on him as a left tackle in this league?
I think he's a good young player. I think he does a good job for him. And, it is what it is.
How's your season kind of gone there? It's had a couple really, really nice wins, a lot of losses. Just overall, you know, where are you guys at right now?
Well, you know, I think it's a situation where, you know, we've been inconsistent. I think we have the ability, you know, to, play with any team in the league, but I think we have to have a consistency level and a consistency to prepare week in and week out. And we have to play the game the way we need to play in order to win. And when we don't do that, then, you know, we can go out and lay some eggs. Or, you know, if we play the game the way we're supposed to play it, then, we can beat teams like Philly and Cincinnati and, be in some good football games and, you know, get some good wins on the road against teams like Pittsburgh. But when we don't, you know, I mean, we can lay an egg like we did against Kansas City. And I think that's been the tale of our season, just been a lot of inconsistencies. I think we're definitely trying to finish strong, and we're going to start here this week.
Richard, the sense from outside is that, you know, the team really responded when Gronkowski was in there. This week, Cable announced to us that Fry's starting and Jamarcus will be the two. What's been the reaction there about Fry starting?
Well, I think, everybody has to do their take care of their responsibility. And, Fry is the quarterback, and, you know, he'll have to go in and, take care of that position. And I think the only thing that we can do as players is take care of your job. You know, we can't really, worry about somebody else's responsibility. I think that's up to the coaches and to management to handle that. And, I have enough, issues at just playing my spot, playing defensive end. And, I think everybody's just, really responding to taking care of their job. And, whoever's at quarterback or whatever the position is, then, they go take care of their job.
Richard, you played with a lot of great players, obviously, through your career. What about Nnamdi Asamoah makes him great, and what's it like to be his teammate and see him, firsthand, what he does?
I think Nnamdi is a smart player. I think, he prepares, as well as anyone that I've been around. And he's a heck of an athlete, too. So I think when you have that combination of, being a smart player, also putting in the work that it takes to be successful in this league, and you're a good athlete as well, I think you have all the ingredients to be a great player, and he's different at. I think he's really an example for a lot of the young guys here to follow.
Richard, in the NFL, do teams buy into much the idea of playing spoiler to another team that is battling for either playoff position or seeding or a spot or anything like that?
I mean, I think, you know, we all have a job to do. And our job is, you know, going out and try to get a win on Sunday, you know. If someone else wants to call it a spoiler, then, you know, or whatever, then that's what they call it. But, you know, we just see it as going out and trying to get a win.
What'd you say about Kyle Orton there, Richard?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously he's done a great job for him. He gets the ball out quick, and he had made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I think the team really rallies around him. So, you know. Obviously, it was a lot of hoopla in the offseason, but, you know, I think, you know, they understand what direction they were going in and what they wanted to do, and that's really all that matters. And I think hats off to Coach McDaniels. I think he's done a great job, and you can see, you know, the team really is playing with a lot of emotion and a lot of energy, and I think a lot of that comes from the head coach.
What do you think?
Very passionate about what he does, and you know, so hats off to Josh. He's done a great job for them.
Why do you think Orton has won? Because, you know, he's one of those guys that doesn't necessarily pass the eye test with a lot of NFL fans as far as not having the big arm or the big athleticism, but yet he seems to win. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think, you know, people can look at it and just look at, like, combine numbers and, you know, how big and tall and fast the guy is. But, you know, what you can't really measure is, you know, things that you don't see and the willingness to prepare and the ability to be a leader and have your troops, you know, rally around you and the heart that you play with, you know. I think they can measure everything on the outside, but you can't really measure what's on the inside. And, you know, that's why you can have, you know, sixth and seventh round guys be, you know, awesome players, and that's why you can also have first round busts, you know. So I think it's really the measure on what's on the inside. And I think, you know, Kyle is a guy that he definitely plays that way.
Has Marshall's performance become a topic in your locker room at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Richard.